Hi everyone, welcome to the 5x5 podcast. This is Nina. And Tanya's here somewhere.
Yeah,
We
I'm
just had
here.
a little bit
Hello.
of yeah. We just had a little bit of technical difficulty. Thank you for tuning in. And we have an exciting episode today. We are talking about the usual geeky stuff. We posted about it on the site, but we also have some guests over. Author Leng De Chavez. You probably know her as Sherling Tearjerky from Wattpad and elsewhere. But going to have her around and also a couple of her readers to talk about her stories, stuff she likes, and the many questions that you've been sending in
So,
through Twitter
many
using
questions.
hashtag 5x5 podcast. So many questions, grabe. We're going to have to do our usual geekiness so that we can fit everything in that we really do this. So first on the agenda, Tanya, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about a movie I saw recently.
I definitely do not mind.
So Ride for Rent, guys, I'm sure you watched it. Apparently it was a big hit. It made like, I don't know, a gazillion pesos in the week or so that it's been showing. So Ride for Rent stars Kim Chu and Sian if the romantic comedies that came out lately, and about guess what, a bride for
okay. So who's on in that movie?
It's Kim Soo and Sian, kind of an it couple lately.
Oh, I thought it.
And it was fun. So yeah, Tanya didn't watch it with me. Another true friend of mine watched it with me. And
Wait, why are we laughing?
But yeah, I have. We're not laughing. Sorry, this
laughing.
Is serious business. This is right for
so
it. No,
what did you think of
I
the
have a
movie?
Friend.
You know.
I have. Well, first
winner, ba?
Yeah, I enjoy watching romantic comedies, and this one was funny. It was more of a comedy than other romantic. But it's fun. It's fun. I guess there. Few things that I would nitpick about, but overall, it was a good afternoon.
Basically,
And,
recommend
you know,
that.
Sian Ling is, yeah, I recommend it. I recommend it. And it's fun.
And, so, you know, Sian, is that how you say his name?
I don't know. Please correct me na lang if I'm wrong, but Sian Ling.
You need more friends who watch these movies, you know, with you, so you know how to say their names.
Yeah, kasi I am looking for the next, like the next romantic comedy guy for me in the local, because John Lloyd movies anymore, and you know.
Wait, what happened to John Lloyd?
No, he's not. He's a little more serious with role.
But why?
Taking a little older for the... I know. Taking a little older for the romantic comedy. So I'm looking for who he's off romantic comedy god.
Okay.
Sian Lim is a contender. Lover. I don't know, pero kulang pa. So
he should take lessons. Like,
but I enjoyed it.
There should be like a John
he should
Lloyd
conduct
Cruise of yes, John Lloyd Cruise Academy of, you know, being a leading man in a romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy.
Dapat may ganun. There should be a
yes.
That should be a thing.
Yes. But thank you so much. That's awesome. Please tell me how to pronounce Sian Lim's name. And
yeah, anybody on Twitter,
on what you
just
thought?
Use the hashtag 5x5 podcast. So so Mina here will know.
Yes.
Is that the thing you're geeking out about today?
Today, how about you, Tanya?
Oh, actually, I'm not sure. I was really mostly geeking out about, I don't know, this episode of ours that we're having, because there's like so many people with so many questions, so it kind of freaked me out a bit. And so
we have in time.
I hope you all guys enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope we get to answer
all the
all
questions
your
are
questions
coming in.
Well, Yeah. Well, I don't know, geek news of the week, I guess. The MacBook, I'm sorry. The Macintosh just had its 30th year anniversary. So, yay for all you Mac users out there.
Wow,
Yes.
okay.
We just had a 30th year anniversary. So apparently there was like this whole event and I don't know, nobody invited me. So I'm sad, but apparently this is an event where the geeks, the engineers, and everybody was involved in the creation of the original Mac. They were sort of treated, celebrity style, and it's pretty exciting. Non-Mac users will probably, but it was sort of a big deal because even for non-Mac users, because the event of the Macintosh was it made the computers personal. Because before the Macintosh came out, computers were mostly used by engineers, by companies, there were mainframes, huge things, and they weren't like for a person like to use for personal stuff. So they made the Macintosh. It's big by today's standards, but for at the time the size was, it was a breakthrough. Like it's a computer and you can actually pack it in a bag. So that's never happened before, apparently. So yes, happy 30th anniversary, Macintosh. And what else? Oh, Google bought
There a party?
I'm sorry, it was a party for the Macintosh, yes, for the anniversary. And speaking of parties, well, speaking of tech companies, Google apparently just bought an artificial intelligence firm. It's called DeepMind. So so far we've seen Google buy robotics companies, and now it just bought a company that does artificial intelligence. So they say that it's,
Oh my
so they can
gosh.
boost, yeah. So, well, apparently according to the articles, it's to boost their technology for like image scanning or something, because you can search for words on Google. But it's hard to search for images. So yes, now it soon it will have that technology. However, this only
Yes.
supports my theory that Google will become Skynet. So I'm just, warning y'all guys.
Uh-oh.
So I know, but I for one, if Google is listening, I for one welcome our future robot overlord. So please don't use me as a battery. And how about you, Mina? What do you think?
Well, yeah, for everything. So, it knows everything about me now.
I
And
know, it's
I'm
like
not surprised if it turns against me in one way or another. So
maybe you think if
we're
we're as good,
podcast on,
we're doing this on YouTube,
we
which is owned by
yeah, we're
Google.
doing it, which is a Google product. So they're hearing everything right now. So I think some comments on Twitter that our audios be may lag or breaking up. It might be because of the connection. It might be because of the
This is why
US.
you should move
Do you
back to
think
your old
this?
place.
I know, but anyway, no. But people on the internet, if you're listening to 5x5, you can listen to this later tonight if you like. Let it buffer, let it load. You might be able to catch any bits in case. So thank you though for the comments.
Yeah. And hopefully
Yeah.
our other guests won't have problems with their audio because they sound okay when we tested earlier. We
Yeah, they
will
sound
have
okay naman.
Miss Leng De Chavez in a bit. She's an author on Wattpad, and she will talk about what's it like to be an author. She'll talk about her books. She'll talk about whatever it is she wants to talk about. She's our guest, so we let her talk about anything she wants. And there are a lot of questions. There have been a lot of questions on Twitter,
Yeah.
so and she will try to answer all of them. We can't promise anything, but I have a feeling if she does try to answer all the questions, this podcast is gonna run like 3 hours or something. But we'll do our best. And if you have any questions, just
Oo nga.
type them
Oh
on
my
Twitter
gosh, yeah.
as soon as you can. So mauuna ka sa queue. Because there's a really long
Yes.
queue. If you want us to see your question, you don't need to tag any of us. You just need to put the hashtag 5x5 podcast. So there, and use that hashtag, and we will see your question, and maybe Ms. Leng will be able to answer it. So Mina, do we start with part two now?
Okay.
Do we start with the interview?
Yeah. A little bit. Before we bring them in, let me just give an intro about why we invited Leng and why we're talking about this. So 5x5 podcast about that we geek out about you. Tanya and I, we fangirl so many things, and we through this podcast we've met people who are different things. And even though we're not necessarily part of every fan community, we like talking to people who are, because it's fun and it's nice to hear what people are passionate about. So Wattpad is one such thing that I think is taking the publishing industry here by storm, and also just not just publishing industry, but also the youth. But you know what? Not just the youth, actually. If you like to read, if you like reading romance, if you like reading anything at all, I think it's going to affect you, this phenomenon, Pad. And one of the... we thought that it would be great to start talking to the people who are coming out of Wattpad success, and we start with Leng. So let's bring Ms. Leng in.